Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet.
You call us hockey experts.
Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts. I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And big shots.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert.
JPP.
What a ding-a-ling.
Linsanity.
I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the 7 rings,
not his fault.
With Jordan, you got plenty of money. Get you a driver. Bump that. Side pieces. Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolina. Welcome to the show today. Of course, I am Rocky. Joining me today is Easy. And BBB, Big Shot Bob over here.
What it do? What it is? What it smell like?
And we have a follower that wants to talk football. I'm glad you've been waiting on us, and we'll talk a little bit of college football. Wrap-up show of the season. Look at next season, which I know one person in this room can't wait.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you don't win anything. It don't matter.
Purple and gold, baby.
Yeah, purple and gold. I hear you.
For the Lakers.
Let's go, L.A.
Football, man.
Football.
College football.
Football.
Boise State. Oh, no, they're not. What? Gold. I'm trying to think another.
There is no other purple and gold. Well, ECU.
Oh, yeah. Let's go Pirates.
Yeah, ECU's purple and gold.
Yeah. You're talking about the Pirates, man.
No, I'm talking about LSU, Louisiana State University.
They still got a school?
Let's go.
They still got a school down there?
Look, I'm hyping this. College football just ended, and I'm hyped. Let's go. Number one recruiting class.
You're hyped for next year.
Woo. Leonard Fournette's coming back.
And y'all are still going to finish second behind Alabama.
Shut up. We're going to beat Alabama. Damn it.
You hope, man. You hope. You definitely hope. Yeah, we'll talk about the championship game. We'll talk a little bit of college basketball. And we'll share our cash money players of the week. All that's to come.
Cash money, baby.
Clemson made him $50. Hey, that's good, dude. Clemson made you some money.
Yeah, I'd have took them 7 points.
I'd have taken Clemson and seven all day.
Give me them.
But before we do that, we're gonna sit at the bar. I got to see who Easy sitting at the bar with this week.
Now I'm sitting here talking to you, drunk and on the run. I'm sitting at a bar on the inside, waiting for my ride on the outside.
Who you sitting at the bar with?
In the trailer park. So I jacked the keys to her father's car and crashed that.
Crash the Chevrolet. That's what happened to Chandler Jones this weekend.
I love that song.
I know.
I really do.
It lightens up the mood a little bit.
Yes.
So he's sitting at the bar with.
All right. So this week, I'm going a little off, you know, but I'm sitting at the bar with Frankie the Answer Edgar, the lightweight fighter in the UFC. The reason I'm sitting at the bar with him is because, sir, are you out of your damn mind? Go ahead.
Real fast, Periscope asked us, who is a better quarterback right now, Cam or Russell?
Ooh.
Good question.
I mean, right now.
You got to go with the MVP this year, baby.
Right now, as they've been playing, Russell is playing better right now. But Cam has been far more consistent this season. Far more.
I got to say Cam. And here's why, is because of the season he's had.
But he said right now.
Now, Russell Wilson, the way he's come on the last six, since Jimmy Graham went down.
Yeah.
He has come on. If he had a better first half of the season, You know, right now they're 1-2. It's funny how the MVP race went from Brady to Cam to Wilson out of nowhere. Now it's Cam, Russell, and Brady.
Well, Palmer's in it now too. Palmer's up there,
but he's afterthought.
Yeah.
It's Russell and Cam.
Yeah.
1-2.
I say
you can't
though.
Go wrong with either one.
Yeah.
As far as building starting a franchise quarterback, I would go either one right now.
That's a hell of a question.
No one throws a dart the way Cam Newton throws a dart.
Nobody throws a long ball like Wilson as far as a mobile quarterback, though. Because that guy, that's pretty good.
Yeah. No, don't doubt Wilson. No, we ain't doubting Wilson. Don't
worry. I'm picking Wilson, so.
I'm going with Cam because the way to throw the deep ball he throws.
That's a hell of a question, though.
Richard Sherman or Josh Norman or Richard Sherman?
I thought this was the college football session.
Well, we are going to talk about it. Real fast answer,
Richard Sherman.
Richard Sherman.
He's far more established.
Yeah.
I go with Josh Norman because Richard Sherman plays in a system where he isn't asked to do much, just cover a little section. And he plays with Earl Thomas and Cam Chancellor, probably the two best safeties in the league.
Yeah, but Josh Norman sticks to one side of the field.
Right. I'm going with Sherman because – he's a shutdown. I'm sorry. Norman is more of the system guy. I'm just saying, you know, with the front seven.
And plays
we
one
shall
side.
See. He's had an MVP season on defense, so I give him that. He had a defensive player of the year season for Carolina. Now, if he does it 3 or 4 years in a row, then we can put him ahead of Sherman. Right now, you can't put him ahead of Sherman.
I mean, but if all honesty, I want Patrick Peterson.
I was going to say, I'm taking Patrick Peterson
Patrick
over
Peterson
anybody.
Over
yeah,
anybody.
JJ says Norman's a system guy, which I agree.
Sherman is a system guy, too.
Not as much as Norman, dude.
Come on now. First on. 4 years, he just stuck to that
Anyways,
right side.
Come on.
Getting
come
back
on.
To what we
yeah,
were doing.
Getting back to college, yeah. Getting back to what we're talking about.
But, yeah, I'm sitting with Frankie the Answer Edgar, lightweight contender for, you know, in the UFC. The reason I'm sitting with him is because I would like to ask him a very simple question. What in the hell is wrong with him calling out Conor McGregor? Boy, you ain't on his level. You ain't ready for that. What the hell is wrong with you? But it looks like that fight may happen, and when it does, the Irishman is just going to do it again. So I would like to talk to him, you know, one time before he just gets his whole shit broke. So, yeah, that's who I'm sitting at the bar
Nick
with.
Nick Diaz also called out Conor McGregor.
I don't know what the hell is wrong with these people, bro.
They want to get into the ring and get the big money fight.
That's why, like, Conor McGregor was like, you want to fight me because when you fight me, you know you're getting paid. I love Conor McGregor.
I don't know what's wrong with people. Why are you calling people out before you get to be the champ?
Well, Frankie Edgar was the champ before. He has been a champ before, and he can fight. Edgar is a good fighter, but McGregor's just on another level right now.
Who you got?
I'm sitting with Miss Carly Lloyd.
Oh,
God, dog.
Damn.
You don't see how she looks in this dress? Hello. Can I sit at the bar with you? And congratulations for winning FIFA's Women's Soccer Player of the Year. You're killing it, girl.
Yeah.
Keep it going.
Well,
USA Soccer, we love you women.
Well, I like to join myself with champions because, you know, I'm a champion guy. I surround myself with champions. So
the clothing line?
No. Yeah. <there's laughs> yeah. No, I'm a champ. I win everything we do, or I do. I ain't lost no picks on this show in years. If I remember correctly, I think I won the tournament picks last year. I'm winning picks this week. In the NFL this season.
Man, that's because I had.
Exactly. Excuses. I hear you. You know, champions don't make excuses. We just keep winning.
Oh really? Winthrop? So, or who? Winthrop? Wyoming?
Hey, it doesn't matter. I still won.
Yeah?
Yeah. Sometimes you got to roll the dice. Oh, I like to roll dice.
Shut up. Who you sitting with?
So this week, I'm sitting with Nick Saban. I'm sitting at the bar with Saban. We're going to talk about this season. We're going to talk about winning another title next season.
And ain't going to be no other title next season.
Well, you know, I'm sitting with the best coach of all time. That's what I'm doing.
Fair enough. I do agree with
you
that.
You know, I got to say, tell us on Periscope, do you think Nick Saban is the greatest college football coach of all time?
One-word answer, please.
Yes or no?
I'm sorry, but how do you go against him? No other coach had to deal with the playoffs like he has. No other coach has won multiple championships at different schools. Like, come on, man. This dude's resume speaks for himself.
Listen, Bear Bryant is special. Don't
I'm not
take
taking away
from Bear Bryant. different time, different era. Just like we talk about Steph Curry comparing him to other people.
Urban Meyer has multiple national championships as well. You know, Alabama and Nick Saban are blessed with getting 30 to 40 Under Armour recruits, all-star recruits every
year.
Sorry,
your mama couldn't see you.
Ah, thanks, Ma. Love you.
But, yeah, Nick Saban is right up there. There's a few other guys that are up there, man.
Especially if he wins one more, there is no denying the fact that he is the greatest college coach ever.
Look, he's got five, okay? I start comparing him to other – Saban got rings. Yes, he does. I put him up against Wooden at basketball. Wooden's got 10 titles. It's a little bit, but
what, 10 titles in college football is much harder.
No, what I'm saying though, 5 national titles in football is much harder than 10.
And then four in 7 years.
Now I ain't gonna take anything away from John Wooden, but that's who I put Saban up against. Now.
I mean, you're talking about him doing something with Alabama that hadn't been done since Notre Dame in 43 through 47. Right. I mean, and the 40s. I mean, we're talking what, 70 years? And he did it in modern day.
Yep.
He is without a doubt the best college and I would even step to say, I'm sorry, but he's probably the best college coach in all college sports.
Ah, you're going a little far.
I ain't going that far yet. You mean all time?
All time.
John Wooden is the staple of great coaches.
What if he wins one more?
And Coach K has done it over 4 decades.
Yeah, Coach K.
4 decades.
I can't take away from Coach K.
With the one and done's. He don't get 3 or 4 years with these players.
I know he
wants to. Disrespect my guy.
No, Dean Smith is up there. I mean, there are some great coaches, dude. I can't say, somebody, Dan said Coach K is better and I like the Tar Heels. Enough said right there. You like Tar Heels and you're going Coach K, that's it.
Don't get me wrong. I'm a Tar Heels fan.
But Saban, dude.
And I definitely think Coach
but
K.
But Saban as far as football, yeah.
I think greatest football coach. Now, I will put him – I'm putting him with Woodson, with John Wooden. I'm putting him with Coach K. I'm putting those guys together. I mean, you have to. Dean Smith. Those guys, those are – when you do a Mount Rushmore – as a matter of fact, we'll do that next week. Our question of the week next week. Give me your Mount Rushmore of college coaches. That means basketball, football, baseball, bass fishing, because NC State were pretty good at bass fishing.
Do you need a coach for bass
serious?
Fishing?
Yeah.
How do you coach bass fishing?
Dude, you got to put
go out there and hook the big fish.
You got to put the lure on.
Okay.
I mean, there's a technique to bass fishing. You got to teach everybody the technique.
Okay, whatever you say.
Your Mount Rushmore. Go ahead and tweet it to us.
Yeah, at BSS Carolinas. Tweet us your
if you got it now. Go ahead and send it now.
Yeah, love if you got it now. Go ahead and your greatest college coaches of all time.
And there's been a lot of great college coaches.
Right behind Nick
top
Saban.
Four.
Right only behind Nick Saban.
Only Miles. We only want the top four. That's the Mount.
Now
Rushmore.
Urban Meyer is nipping on his heels. Urban has 3 national titles. Back-to-back national titles with Florida, 1 with Ohio State. So he's right there, too.
Yeah.
Definitely. But let's talk about the football game. Clemson beat Alabama. Alabama beat Clemson 45-40. Excuse me.
Great game.
Alabama wins 45-40. O.J. Howard had 5 catches, 208 yards. Henry had 156 yards on 36 carries. Deshaun Watson had 400 yards passing, 4 touchdowns. Thoughts on the game and the play of the game. Real fast, the play of the game for me was onside kick with 10:34 when it was in the fourth, tied at 24.
Definitely the play of the game. And the Kenyon Drake 95-yard TD return. Huge.
I'm going to go a different direction with play of the game. I think the play of the game was the interception. I think that
was so early, man.
It was early, but it Clemson was starting to build all of their momentum. They were really they had scored. They were up. They were think about it.
But more importantly than the onside kick.
Here's my thing though, because think about it, because of how early it was. Okay, Clemson was up. Had that interception not happened and Clemson scored again, who knows if Alabama comes back? Because Alabama does not play well from behind. If they cannot run the ball. Okay, even though Henry only had 16 or 30 yards on 16 rushes, they got the ball to Drake.
Yeah, 156.
No,
he had 100
about
yards
in the
first
second
half.
Well, you got to remember, though.
In the second half, he ran the ball 16 times for 30 yards.
But you have to remember 156 of those yards. That
52-yard
run was the big part.
And that's
of that.
What I'm saying. If you get Alabama back 14 points or more, it is hard for them to come back. And had that interception not happened, you would have really opened up that Clemson offense.
You see, I think if Howard didn't score, if Howard didn't have that long 80-yard touchdown, I don't think they'd win the game.
But wasn't that after the interception?
What I'm saying, though, the interception –
No, the interception led to a short field, which Derrick Henry then plowed into the end zone.
Yeah. But that's the reason I say the long plays. If you get the long plays by Howard, they're not in the game.
I mean,
they're not, because Henry didn't – after that 52-yard run, he didn't destroy everything.
No.
You know, he really didn't, but those
but
big plays
I get what y'all are saying.
The timing of the onside kick, it was 24-piece. Yeah. Alabama's defense could not stop Deshaun Watson at that point. And Coach Saban was brilliant. Was like, "Yo, this is the time to pull out this onside kick we've been working on for three seasons."
Which is why I think that interception was the crucial part, because, again, they don't get the turnover, they don't get the short field, they don't score. Clemson goes down and scores again. Now you're talking about being down, because they were up by 7, or 7 or 10 or something like that when they got the interception.
Yep.
So that was a big swing in the game.
You see, I think, you know, besides the onside kick, I really blame the Kenyon Drake return. That was huge.
That was huge.
A difference maker in the game.
Because that pushed the lead from 4 to 11.
Right.
And then that was pretty much – it was over then.
And you knew Clemson was on drive and score again. You knew they were on drive and score again.
There were a lot of big plays
in that game.
I
think the onside kick was the crucial. I think it was the biggest thing, because you rolled the dice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you really rolled the dice. The only thing that reminds me of this, the last thing I remember is New Orleans Saints doing the onside kick after halftime.
Yeah.
That's what it reminded me of.
You know, and another thing with that interception, too, is if you go back to that play, had Watson gotten that ball over that defender – the receiver had open field. He would have scored. Just so many good plays in that game.
This game was great. You know, I didn't think it would be 45-40.
I didn't either.
I thought it would be a little bit lower because the two defenses were pretty good.
Stout defenses.
Now, the defense, you know, Clemson, Shaq Thompson, Shaq Lawson was not 100%.
Alexander was out.
Alabama's defense is known, though. They give up big plays in these national title games, in these big games. They do. Unless they're playing OSU. Then that's a dogfight.
I think had Alexander not gone out, I think Clemson could have possibly won the game. Because when Alexander went out, you basically opened up a whole side of the field.
Well, if you look at the plays that – to me, the biggest difference was O.J. Howard. Howard made those two big plays.
But both of
they
those
don't
big
win
plays
the game.
Were after Alexander went out. So that's what I'm saying.
I understand what you're saying. If he – I mean, it was blown coverage because he was wide open.
Wide open.
On both plays.
Oh, just
a few times. It's like, do y'all not see 6'6", 270 rumbling down your field?
I mean, the first big play, you had Saban yelling at Coker during the play. He's open. Nobody's on him.
So let me give my hats off to Lane Kiffin for the offensive game plan he had. Because, he's been a genius since
he's
been
there. He called a brilliant game.
He's been a genius since he's been there. But a great game. I got to say, you know, I hate Clemson, but it was a great game all around.
Because the semifinal game.
Yeah. Well, we kind of figured that. Give me your top five teams next season right now.
Clemson, LSU, Oklahoma. Ohio State's going to lose so much, man. Alabama's going to lose so much. Tennessee and Florida. Ooh,
Tennessee,
okay. Man.
LSU, Clemson, Alabama, Florida, Stanford.
And let me throw Florida State in there, too, because Florida State is returning so much talent as well.
Number one, Stanford. Christian McCaffrey, number one. LSU, two. Clemson, three. Alabama, four. And Florida 5.
We're all pretty much in the.
I'm not putting LSU 1.
Okay.
Not yet. It's too early.
Okay. I understand.
And Stanford brings everybody back but Hogan.
Yeah.
But you bring back McCaffrey.
I just don't respect the Pac-12, man.
You know what?
I'm sorry, but when you have a dynamic guy like Chris McCaffrey, you got to give him.
They will definitely get a top 10 ranking, no question.
They'll be top five.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll be top five again this season.
Florida State, Oklahoma, you know, those all.
I wouldn't be surprised if Clemson is ranked number one.
They probably will be ranked number one, but Stanford should be right there behind them or close by.
I think Alabama's going to be top five.
LSU will be top 10. I don't think – no, they'll
no,
be top
they'll be
five.
Top 10. They'll be top
but
I,
Alabama
I put
them, be in
I think
top 10. 10.
I put them in my top five because that's my team, but right. I definitely think LSU will get a top 10 nod.
But Kirsten McCaffrey will be – him, Deshaun Watson – and
Leonard Fournette,
that's the top three Heisman's. Right
and Cook, if he's coming back. He's coming back, right?
He's coming back. He's only a sophomore.
But Cook.
Alabama, you just don't even know who their quarterback is going to be, and they're losing so much.
But that seems to be the thing with Alabama every year is you don't know who their quarterback is going to be, they just plug in some fifth-year senior.
They will be fine.
They'll definitely be fine.
They're replacing Derrick Henry
with another
6'3", 240 running back.
Like, come
and
on.
Another All-American offensive line and another All-American defensive line.
But they're going to be so young, and you know how young players are, man.
Dude, you don't know with Nick Saban.
We always say that with Alabama, and Nick Saban gets these guys. They always get to school early. He gets them the plays.
But they don't ever go back to back.
What is the years that Alabama always has trouble? When's Alabama always good? The years that we write them off.
Yeah.
The years that we say they don't rebuild, they won't be back.
We wrote them off this year.
No one said they wrote them off.
A lot of people wrote them off after that Ole Miss
after
loss.
After Ole Miss loss, they said
Ole Miss, Paul Feinbaum and all them, they're fine. They'll make their way back.
Of course, Paul Feinbaum is old SEC anyway. Come on.
They did.
But no, Alabama, every year that we say they ain't going to be here, they're here every single year. So I can't write them off.
No, I'm not saying they're not going to be good, but
I'll put them in the top five.
I think next year is the year they
– the game is going to be –
trust me, I will be quite all right with this year being the year Alabama falls off.
LSU and Alabama would be the game of the year next year.
And the winner
of that game will go to the national playoffs.
Don't sleep on Ole Miss, though. Ole Miss has a lot of talent.
Ole Miss is losing
They're losing their offensive tackle and their wide receiver, but their quarterback is the number two.
Ole Miss does have the number two recruiting class this year, too.
They have a lot
of talent. They had the number one a couple years ago. How has that worked out?
It's worked out pretty good.
They ain't winning that title, right? It doesn't matter how many wins you got.
Ole Miss don't matter.
Ole
Miss is kind of a victim of being in the SEC with Alabama, with LSU. Hell, and you even got Arkansas who came on strong at the end of the year. Tennessee's looking better. Georgia with a new coach. Let's see what they do. Florida started to look better. College football with the SEC. The SEC is going to make a resurgence this year, and they're going to shut down.
And let's not sleep on Notre Dame either.
What are you talking about? They won a title this year.
No. I mean, because a lot of people, you know, the SEC had a bad regular season. Now, they went undefeated in the bowl season.
They didn't have a bad regular season.
No. Georgia got beat up. Tennessee got beat up. Florida got beat up.
But you still had Alabama. You had somebody. Yeah, but they were still a good
conference. And then you got the bad teams, Vanderbilt, Kentucky, you know, all these –
The reason they got beat up is because they're playing each other. They're not the Big Ten. Big Ten is top heavy. After the top three teams, you ain't got nobody in the Big Ten.
Well, yeah, SEC's good all
SEC's
the way up until
– depth. That's
last,
why I tell you,
ACC,
ACC's got two good teams. Everybody else stinks.
Stinks.
That's it. I mean, look at UNC in the bowl game. Got blown out by SEC team.
No, they got beat by Baylor.
Oh, Baylor, who didn't have a starting three quarterback. They were playing wide receiver at quarterback.
Baylor has tons of
they
offense.
They got blown up.
Baylor
it
has
doesn't
tons
matter. You got blown up. You playing the Wildcat.
You had a wide receiver at quarterback.
How are you losing playing against the Wildcat?
Because Carolina's trash.
Exactly. That's my point.
Carolina's trash.
The only good football conferences this year were the SEC, the Big Ten, and the Pac-12. Everybody else stunk. I mean, come on, dude. SEC was by far the best conference of all of the major five.
I mean, the SEC West anyway.
What? No, the SEC. I will take their 12, 14 teams against anybody else. Are you seriously take Wake Forest over Vanderbilt?
Hell no.
Okay, yeah. I wouldn't.
Hell no.
Heck no. I would take freaking Kentucky over Duke. In football?
Oh, no.
Duke scores points.
No, Duke had a good year.
Okay. I'm just saying, It is the SEC is a better conference in football. It's been for the last 8 years.
Probably longer than that.
I'm just trying to give them benefit of the doubt. And I'm an ACC guy. What am I wearing? I'm wearing ACC jersey. I'm telling you how bad we were.
I'd stop doing that, by the
way. So, yeah, I'm not.
But the top schools who get the best recruits usually compete for the national championship. So that's all you got to look at. Whoever's recruiting the best is going to be the teams that compete.
Usually. But Ole Miss, to me, you know.
LSU.
Yeah, I hear you. Going to college basketball. We're going to talk some college basketball real fast. West Virginia beat number one Kansas 74-63 on Monday. Last night, Clemson beat Duke.
Clemson beat them?
Yeah, they beat them 67-64.
Ooh, all of this is looking terrific for UNC.
Yeah. yeah. Clemson's 11-6, 4-1 in ACC.
Clemson has a lot of athletes on their squad, man. They are very athletic.
How the hell is South Carolina undefeated and they still?
They lost last night.
Oh, did they lose?
They lost by 23 to Alabama.
Because they hadn't played anybody.
Okay, all right.
Now, if you want to talk about booty conferences in basketball,
SEC, except for LSU, man.
LSU is playing all right. Ben Simmons is playing really good, but it's
that's
all
right. Go
Kentucky.
Cowboys, yeah.
And then Kentucky. I mean, because Kentucky
SEC?
Plays the SEC, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Look, the ACC is the SEC
of basketball
football, of football. College football. They're that dominant, the ACC is.
In basketball.
In basketball. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. In college basketball, they're the SEC of college football.
Yeah.
The same. It's just come
and, then you and, just gotta, and the Big 12 is pretty good in college basketball as well.
Big 12 is on the way up big time.
You got a few teams
Oklahoma,
scattered.
West Virginia, which Kansas. I still don't understand how they're in the Big 12. But, I mean, they're in West Virginia, but they're in a Big 12.
That's like, why is Indianapolis in the AFC South? I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense.
Well, that's going to have to change all now with the Rams moving to L.A.
No, they're still going to stay in the NFC West.
They can stay in the NFC West.
They're still staying in the NFC West.
They won't move conferences.
Well, when San Diego moves, you don't have to move some teams.
They'll be in the AFC West. They can be in the AFC West.
They'll still be in the AFC
all
West.
We'll see. But anyway, you know, Duke lost last night to Clemson. That's Duke's first loss. Did I say the number one team in the ACC right now is Clemson?
Yeah.
Because they're 4-1.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
ACC is wide open, man. I mean, Carolina should be the best team in this conference. They have the most upperclassmen. They have the depth. They have pretty much the most talent. You know, Duke lost everybody.
Well, yeah, but they lose everybody every year.
Saturday, Carolina, you know, they're 15-2, 4-0 at ACC. They play home to NC State on Saturday.
Don't sleep on Cat Barber and the boys. You come in playing thinking they're going to just roll over for you.
We looked horrible last night against Florida State. We lost. So I don't know how good this game's going to be. Hopefully we can hang in there. The Cat Barbers won't have to put up 50.
At least.
for us to win this game. Somebody already telling me they're looking for a Fire Godfrey son website.
How many coaches y'all going to go through, man?
I don't – there's not another coach out there.
When y'all got Dennis Smith coming, y'all got – did he say he's going to State or he's going to Louisville?
I think he's going to State.
Y'all got a great recruiting class coming next season. Just be patient, State fans.
We always got a great recruiting class. It's just, you know, Final Four is not in our picture. Pittsburgh Panthers is undefeated.
The Pitt Panthers.
Yeah, they're undefeated. Wow, yeah,
SMU is undefeated too.
Yeah, SMU is, but South Carolina
banned.
Lost.
And SMU's banned, so it
but Pittsburgh's we don't care. Pittsburgh's ACC. So that's all we care about. They play tonight against Louisville. Saturday they're home BC. Duke's got Saturday home to Notre Dame and home to Syracuse Monday. So
Syracuse is playing good basketball.
We got some good college basketball and NBA Monday. Because you got Duke and Syracuse, and you got all the NBA
games. Of course,
games.
They know everybody's off.
They got a special NBA game on Thursday, 2 p.m. If you get NBA TV, the Magic and the Raptors from London. Check it out.
London.
Across the pond.
This week.
Drink some tea.
This week in sports history.
It's your spotted dick.
This week in sports history, Marshawn Lynch, Beast Mode Run, was 5 years ago versus the Saints.
Nola! Boy. What happened, Nola?
You know,
there were 30 people on the field to tackle him, but nobody could tackle him.
I don't even care, bro. The whole stadium tried to tackle that dude.
Spin move, stiff arm, step on a player, drop an elbow on another player. Bro, let's keep it moving.
That was ridiculous. He just wasn't going down, dude.
I mean, his footwork and his lateral movement, I don't think there'll ever be another back like that, man.
And he ain't done yet. Say what you want. I don't think he's done.
We're going to see him this weekend.
Yeah.
30-year-old running backs just scare me, man.
I'm sorry, AP.
That's when the wheels start.
I was going to say, AP.
AP had a year off.
I think Marshawn Lynch has got another year or two.
At least.
I think in this offense.
There's already talks that Thomas Rawls, if he comes back he's going to be the back going forward.
Yeah, and he should be.
Especially after the way he ran.
He was running the ball lights out. Absolutely.
I just don't sleep on Beast Mode this Sunday.
You can't sleep on Beast
Mode
yet.
Let's go, Beast Mode.
Two good shots to the sternum. He'll be on the sideline.
Yeah, I just want to see him run over Luke Kuechly. Just because I've never seen anybody do it, I just want to see it. Because running over Luke Kuechly.
Actually, I just want to see him run over Josh Norman one good time.
just and step on him as he does it.
Josh Norman.
All right, let's go into Cash Money Players of the Week.
Believe it, please. You already smell me, man. I smell like money. I smell green. Team Invasion, daddy. Southern smoke.
All I ever wanted was some cash money.
All right. Y'all got cash money players?
I do. I have two. Of course, Mr. Howard, with Alabama. Dude didn't have a touchdown pass all year. Came out stomping in the national championship.
41 yards of reception. That's
just loving
ridiculous.
It. Five catches for what? 208, 210
I
yards.
I thought it was 205. Was it 208?
Oh, 208. Two touchdown passes. Way to go. And then my other one, just because he's a gangster. We talked about it. It's Conor McGregor shutting people down. Shutting Mayweather down.
He's a gangster for real. He might shoot you. Watch yourself.
You don't know the IRA, baby.
Yeah, I wouldn't mess with it. Ireland. Dude, you don't want to mess with Ireland.
That's my Irish brother right there. Gotta love it.
Don't disrespect the Guinness Stout.
And he got his own beer. 13 seconds. Gotta love it. Cash money. That's it. That's all I got.
That's all you got?
Yeah, man. That Conor McGregor got me hyped, though.
First and foremost, to Carly Lloyd and Leo Messi. She gets on the show twice this week. One for wearing that dress and two for winning FIFA Women's Player of the Year and Leo Messi being the Male Player of the Year. Khalil Mack voted All-Pro at two defensive positions. First defensive player ever to do that. 439 snaps at linebacker and 467 snaps at defensive end.
Okay, no.
That's the defensive player of the year right there.
No, outside linebacker and defensive end are like – the same damn position. I'm with Will Mack on this.
If it's a 3-4.
They the same damn position.
If it's a 3-4, it is the same position.
They run a 3-4.
That's what I'm saying. That's the same position to me.
Well, the NFL didn't look at it that way. And if you look at the all-pro defense, defensive end, Khalil Mack.
Let me say this much, okay? Now, what did we say about the Bills before this year? Mario Williams was a great defensive end. And then Rex Ryan comes in and puts him out at 3-4. Now he's a linebacker defense end. He didn't have that good of a season after switching.
Because he's not a linebacker.
Because it is a lot different. It's a totally different aspect.
He is a hand playing, in the dirt
right.
defensive
end. There is totally different aspect playing a linebacker 3-4 defensive end 3-4. Totally different. You got to cover a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
So
I mean, Khalil Mack able to do that, man. Unbelievable. Yep. Unfreaking believable. Alabama Crimson Tide, Nick Saban.
he's so upset to say that.
You got to give it up for him, man. Greatest college football coach probably of all time, especially in my era. I didn't see any Bear Bryant's teams. I wasn't even aware of Alabama when he was coaching. So, yeah. Way to go, Nick Saban. Way to go, Alabama.
Damn you.
Damn you.
I hate to say it, but yes.
You got to give it up for him.
Is it my turn?
It's your turn.
Where am I going? First one, Ovechkin. Yeah, so sorry.
I don't even watch hockey and I know that.
He scored his 500th goal this week. Alex Peter Marzek
and Tyson Berry of Columbia named NHL start three stars of the week. Lionel Messi, you already talked about, winning the Ballon d'Or, the world's best player, for the record fifth time in the first since 2012. Sport News named Coach Ron Rivera Coach of the Year. Much definitely deserved that. Blackhawks coach Joel Quenneville earned his 782nd regular season NHL win, tying Al Arbor for second all time. There you go, Scott. I added some hockey news. Alabama winning national title, and Sting being the first inductee into the WWE Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
well deserved. I mean, Sting not making the Wrestling Hall of Fame would have been a travesty, man.
Oh, absolutely.
The icon, the blonde hair, and the colorful face paint to the black and white face
paint.
Don't give
me the crow. My favorite Sting is the original Sting, the blonde hair.
Yeah, see,
from
Venice Beach,
California.
I only know him as the Crow, so that I don't.
See, you have to go back and watch stuff, man.
I'm telling you, Sting used to come out screaming at people. Yeah. The Sting of Splash.
Sting was on the same plateau as Flair.
I'm sorry. When I think of Sting, I think of the bat. I think of the trench coat.
That's not Sting.
That's
man.
Sting to me, man.
That's not the great Sting.
That is the attitude error Sting. That's the
WCW trying to stay afloat.
Sting. NWO.
Do something with Sting. Let's make Sting this iconic come from the rafters, drop out of helicopters.
Hey, it works.
Yeah, it works.
Speaking of attitude there, let's go into two words.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
All right. Two words. Two words, man. Huh?
Ah, that's great.
Two words, Hugh Jackson on being the new, Hugh Jackson, new coach of the Browns.
I got a prediction. You're fired. Oh, yep, there we go.
Donald Trump, huh?
Good luck.
Geno Smith. No.
Geno.
Sure, I'll go Geno. Why not? That would be my two words for you. Adam Gase, new coach of the Dolphins.
Good pickup. Well, good signing, hiring, whatever you call it.
You're fired. Thanks to the quarterback.
Oh, man.
Wow. What to say? Ryan's not Peyton? I mean, because the only reason he got this job is Peyton Manning.
Ryan's not Jay Cutler.
Yeah. He's not Matt Moore.
Oh, come on.
We need more Matt.
Come on.
And less Ryan.
All right, that's enough.
No,
you're just being rude.
Hey, no, honestly, if he's got a great coach to help Ryan Tannehill. If Tannehill don't win in 2 years with this guy, he needs to go.
He needs to go be getting a tan on a hill somewhere.
Yeah, he needs to be with Lauren.
I see what you did there.
Rams moving back to LA.
Welcome back.
Just hold on. We're going home.
You got a song pun? I mean,
no, I'm trying to debate.
Don't screw it up now.
I'm trying to think, you know, Compton? No.
Oh! Straight out of Compton.
Yeah, there you go. Nick Saban wins fifth national title.
Five rings.
One hand. There you go. I said one hand. He said five rings.
LSU. Nah, congratulations.
Five golden rings.
13 Hours Benghazi story comes out this weekend. Movie.
Who?
I hope it's done. What?
Michael Bay movie.
I hope it's done correctly. If it is not done correctly, Michael Bay will be getting his ass whipped. Because this, you know, yeah, don't, you better not have screwed this up.
For me, it's trailer preview. I need to go see what y'all talking about.
It's the movie about Benghazi. The story. Okay. The true story about Benghazi.
The six service members who just held it down, man.
Okay.
What did you say? What was your two words?
Don't screw it up.
Do it right.
Do it right.
You know, Bill Belichick's black eye.
You ain't getting our playbook.
Stop peeking.
Stop the bong. I know you're a grunk, but stop it.
It's not even a black eye. They actually put that black paint on his binoculars.
He was sleeping. Yeah, he was not. He was passed out on the couch. What happened? He was passed out on the couch. Chandler Jones and Grant painted that black eye on him
because he was doobied up with the reefer.
Yeah. Chandler.
Do we have to give Mr. Belichick a drug test? Are you sober to play?
Hey, it doesn't say coaches can't do
get
drugs.
Yeah. Fontez Burfict hit on Brown.
Man, Bush League.
Cheap shot.
Yank him out of the league.
I mean, but are we surprised? This is Fontez Burfict we're talking about here.
Yeah.
The cheap shot artist.
It is Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. I got it. But, man, that's Bush League. You can't do that.
We still got beef with you from last year's game in Cincinnati where he grabbing ankles and trying to twist ankles and hurt our players. What's wrong with you, boy?
Yep. Joey Porter being on the field.
Why is he still in the NFL?
He's an assistant coach.
He's an assistant coach.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, hell, my bad.
He's a linebacker's coach.
Get off the field.
Hey, it was a smart move. He got a 15-yard additional flag on Cincinnati. Smart move.
About right. If you know Joey Porter, that's him. David Bowie.
Major Tone to ground control.
Jackhammer.
That's more than two words.
Jackhammer.
Yeah, man.
You ain't ever seen the video. Watch it.
R.I.P. I know there's three letters. But
R.I.P.
It's like Alan Rickman.
Professor Snape, baby.
I don't care what you say.
He is Hans Gruber.
Hans Gruber.
Did he pass?
Yes, he died today.
He passed away today at the age of 69. Man.
Your father was a swine.
Shoot the gloss.
Right?
Rest in peace, man. Definitely.
Man, it's sad, too. 69 years old.
Yeah.
I'm going to count to three.
Great, one of the greatest actors to ever live. And they put him number
46.
46 as villain.
On all-time villain. Oh, the music's playing. We're talking.
Bye-bye.
All right, real fast, who's your top villain of all time in movies?
I agree with the list. It's got to be Hannibal Lecter.
Who's number two? Where would you put Hans Gruber?
Hans Gruber is definitely top 10 for me because I'm such a diehard fan. It's arguably the best Christmas movie of all time.
It's not a Christmas movie. It's not a Christmas movie.
Hey, look, I know we're almost done, but I want to know what the people on Periscope think. Is Die Hard or is it not a Christmas movie?
No.
I say it is.
No.
I mean, Hans Gruber is up there with Scrooge, baby.
If that is a Christmas movie, Lethal Weapon's a Christmas movie, and it is not a Christmas movie.
I said it earlier. There are two people in this world, people who think Die Hard is a great Christmas movie and people who are wrong.
Miracle on 34th Street is a Christmas movie. Please tweet me or send me a message, whatever, and let me know how Miracle on 34th Street is the same as Die Hard or Lethal Weapon.
At Christmas time, damn it.
That's the only thing.
Christmas time,
it's
baby.
It's not a Christmas story or
it's
anything.
It's a Christmas
here.
Movie.
It's a Christmas story about a guy yelling, "Yo, you know, MF-er, I'm going to blow you out of the sky."
Yippee-ki-yay, mother.
Yeah, exactly.
Yippee-ki-yay, father mucker.
Anyway, Bon Voyage, who you guys got?
I got three. Obviously, Alan Rickman, you know, generation before me knows him as Hans Gruber. People in my generation know him as Professor Snape. Passed away this morning at the age of 69. Passed away after his battle with cancer. It's a shame, too. He's such a great actor, beloved in Britain or London, just the whole UK. It's just such a shame to see him go. Johnny Manziel, Bon Voyage player, you is out of Cleveland, dog. You gone, bro.
Once you lose favor with LeBron James, man, I don't know how you're going to come back because LeBron likes everybody.
Yeah, you know, you got fired from his marketing company, everything. You gone, bro. So long to the St. Louis Rams, moving back to L.A. after 21 years in St. Louis. Stop being so damn salty, St. Louis.
Why did y'all wait so long to try to get the new stadium built?
Exactly.
Y'all could have did this years ago.
Exactly. The Rams have been asking for a new stadium for what, 6 years, 7 years now?
Yep.
You should have did something sooner.
And pay Reggie Bush his money.
Pay this man his money. I forgot his name. I was trying to find it earlier, but there was a sports anchor that passed away.
Jack
Yes, Thompson.
Yeah. You know, he was a little before my time.
Simpson. Jack Simpson.
Yeah, Jack.
A little before my time, but, you know, it's always sad to see somebody in our world and, you know, somebody who did such a great job to make sports so entertaining pass away. So, yeah, bon voyage to him and, you know, prayers and everything go out to his family. And RG3, because he's probably not going to be in Washington anymore either.
Oh, he's not.
He's not.
Such a shame.
Vontaze Burfict, bon voyage for 3 games the next season. Idiot.
Idiot.
Yankees former pitcher Luis Arroyo died at the age of 88 last night. He was part of the 61 World Championship team. Got to show love for my Yankees. Bon voyage to the racial slurs, the Texans, the Bengals.
The Bengals?
The Bengals. You freaking idiots.
You freaking idiots.
And the Vikings with the choke job of the kicker.
Ray Finkel, man.
Y'all had great season, but y'all one and done. Peace.
Ray Finkel.
All right. Well, first for me,
David. Hold on. This episode of BSS Carolinas.
All right.
Thank David, you for tuning in.
David Bowie, of course, you already talked about. Oilers forward Matt Hendricks suspended 3 games for boarding Panthers defenseman Aaron Ichabod.
The hell does that even mean?
He hit him into the boards.
Isn't that the it's point of boarding. Hockey?
When you do it roughly, it's like hitting a quarterback the wrong way.
When you do it roughly.
Yes.
You like it rough.
You're it. I tagged you.
You can't board somebody into the board. You can't
board somebody into the board. Yes. And this is why people don't watch hockey.
Bingo, you already talked about Burfict. RG3 cleans out locker room in D.C.
Well, to be fair, everybody kind of cleaned out their locker room.
Well, I know, but he cleaned it out, and he left a Bible verse, if you want to go into it.
It was a poem.
He's gone. Former Butler player Andrew Smith dies at age 25 after a fight with cancer.
That's a shame.
He's on Butler. Brad Stevens just visited him in the hospital the other day. You talked about Jim Simpson already. Former Cornhusker and Ram Lawrence Phillips passes away at age 40 while in prison. He was getting ready to go through murder trial again because he killed his cellmate last year.
Yeah,
it's so sad, dude.
And he got
Lawrence Phillips was one of those running backs that had so much talent, and it went the other way, and it's sad. But he. Apparently suicide.
Yep.
Alan Wickman, of course, and Devils suspended Bobby Farnham for 4 games.
Who?
Bobby Farnham.
Devils.
The New Jersey Devils. New Jersey Devils.
I don't watch cricket.
Again.
You guys, man.
Unless
my all-time favorite villain is the guy that played Voldemort.
Oh, yeah.
That was Wickman.
That wasn't Rickman. What's his name?
Rickman was Professor Snape.
Yeah, that's
the dude that played Voldemort. You know, he was in the Red Dragon trying to kill Ed Norton.
He was the guy that plays
in Clash of the Titans. Yeah. He plays
that
Hades.
That's your favorite all time.
Him and
where does Hans Gruber rank in your top 10?
Man, I remember him as a kid. He's in the top 10. Uh-huh. Alan Rickman is in the top 10.
I'm just saying
that plays Malfoy's daddy too is
when
up
you
there.
Hit him with shoot the gloss.
Yeah. Oh, no, it stopped. That was
like,
it right there.
Come on.
He was like, "Oh, my name's Bill Clay." It just went from British to American, no problem.
You're one of them.
Right above him in their list was the Joker. Just the Joker.
Just the Joker.
Okay,
which
one?
At 45?
No, it's 45, dude. I'm going to do this real fast. Number one to me is the Joker played by Heath Ledger and Jack Nicholson.
No.
I'm putting them both.
You got to separate.
Number two.
You have to separate them.
All right, fine. Ledger 1, Nicholson 2, Alan Wickman, and Hans Gruber 3.
Okay.
Gary Busey 4, Lethal Weapon.
Yeah, he had
it. Lethal Weapon 1.
Those were bad people.
Anyway.
Although I think the Joker thing's going to change because it does look like Jared Leto did a superb job as the Joker.
We
in Suicide
ain't talking.
Squad.
Look, you remind me of a guy talking about, hey, next video game's going to be the best one coming out. We don't know. You ain't played it yet.
I'm just saying.
How you know? You know, it might be. We'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
No disrespect to the people that played Freddy Krueger or Jason or Michael Myers. We just don't.
Y'all had masks on.
Right?
Y'all don't count. You had masks on.
I like those that can think and be back. Oh, Jeremy Irons 5 in Die Hard 3.
Ah.
Jeremy, I'm sorry, dude. Jeremy Irons, Alan Rickman, two of the best villains ever.
Although Die Hard with a Vengeance, the guy who played Simon.
That's it.
Yeah, he was really good.
That was Jeremy Irons.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That was Simon.
That's right, because he was Max Payne as well,
yeah, it was 3, yeah.
That was Vengeance, huh?
He was Max Payne as well, right? Was it Max Payne or the Hitman? He was the Hitman.
There was no, another one. No. That was Die Hard 4, the one who was Hitman.
Yeah. There was a look.
They need to stop with the Die Hard movies. Right? There's just been
done.
Too many.
I'm just done.
Yeah. And Bon Voyage to the Die Hard.
Speaking of which, Die Hard. You know, we're on Bon Voyage to this episode of BSS Carolinas. Thank you for joining us. Check us out on Spreaker, Stitcher, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and WShirtMusic.com. And follow us on Twitter, BSS Carolinas. Have a good day. Have a good week. See us next week.
Sports is life, baby.
Catch us everywhere.
Oh,